What advice do you have to people that, you know, they might want to give back? They're interested in public service and they're deciding, you know, legislature, city commission, mayor. What advice would you give them related to the adding the school board piece of this in?
I mean, to me, you have to have your why and you have to be able to understand, you know, when you're giving back, it's a lot of time commitment to serve in these positions. And for me, it was a very natural, easy fit with my kids obviously being in public schools. I'm a proud graduate of our Fargo public school system. And so to me, it just said, you know, that was a natural fit for me. But it's, you have to find that passion and that why behind it. So whether it's your kids, whether it's your community, you know, whether you just want to get involved, it's definitely worthwhile service.
You went in as a change agent. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
Yeah. And again, based on, you know, the whole COVID mess and a number of other things that really were getting lip service from the school board. You're still a change agent, but you don't have a lot of change agents you're working with. You got, what, one or two others maybe on a, how big's the school board? Nine in Fargo. Do you feel like you're ramming your head against the wall, or you feel like you're making progress?
Honestly, I feel like I'm making a lot of progress. I think the biggest thing that we did was we actually unanimously hired Dr. Steiner as our new leader. As a school board, you know, we set those guardrails and those parameters, and then we really let the superintendent, you know, lead out that organizational mission, right? So we set the vision, they go do the work. And really making that change at that superintendent level. I mean, he's been in role for, you know, since June, and it has been a tremendous difference. I mean, I walked into the schools at the beginning of the school year with a palpable change in just teacher morale. Having a new leader, somebody that is there, you know, to support the education of our kids, and really, if for lack of better terms, bring it back to a central position, right? Not ultra left, not ultra right. Right back in the center and making sure that every kid has the opportunity to succeed. And it's been really great.
Well, for one, it was a breath of fresh air because he's not a dictator like the previous superintendent who had a thumb on the school board unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And just was a bad fit from the beginning. I know he's consulting other schools now. I weep for the other schools he's consulting because that's how not to do it. And Corey Steiner, much more humble, North Dakota guy, right? You know, came from a smaller school system, Northern Cass, was it?
Yep, he's up in Northern Cass.
And did a great job for them. So obviously your leader is important.
Yes, and I think that's the only employee that the school district, or excuse me, that the school board actually hires is the superintendent. So having the right person to lead our district is very, very important.
But you fought that battle too.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so and again, to have a unanimous a vote, that was pretty astonishing, which is, you know, I guess good. You have some private conversations, and in the end, you want to show that unity behind the person. So it makes sense. I'm not sure if everybody was as thrilled maybe as you were with the choice, but they saw their colleagues and decided to go along. So that's a victory. What other victories would you say have been hard-fought wins?
I would say most recently we've been working on a policy around tax incentives and pilot programs. So the first time, I think ever, I may be wrong on that, but ever as far as I can remember, the school board actually took action and said, we are not going to participate in this pilot program for this annex building that came to us with a 30-year tax break. So we voted that down. It was a very close vote. It was a 5-4 vote. But we did vote it down and we said, no, we're not going to participate in this. And then now most recently, the planning committee has been working on a specific policy about how we want to handle those things moving forward, taking, you know, cues from the Cass County Commission. They set out a policy basically that said anything over 5 years, we're not going to participate in. And it's our city leaders are still actively trying to push these things. And as you can see, most recently, that annex company came back and said, oh, we can make this project work within that 5 years. So yeah.
Very important that all these survive a but-for test that, you know, would you do it but-for, you know, does this pencil out? Does it pass the but-for test that this isn't going to happen unless we do this? So I think that's a good conversation we ought to have, no doubt about it.